Well, the late 19th century is central, it is crucial to the analysis of homosexuality in history. Geoffrey Weeks's hugely influential debates about homosexual identity in the modern period centre upon a rather teleological sense of causality and development of a homosexual identity in Britain as dating from the late 19th century. Weeks argues that the law and also medicine combined to form a medical and criminal conception of the homosexual, which homosexuals then embodied. Michel Foucault's work in France argues that the late 19th century, far from being a repressive period, was actually the period where there was a huge incitement to talk about sex, to the point that discussion of sex and confession about sex translated into an explosion in scientific knowledge and scientific analysis of sex and homosexuality in particular. Now, historians have tended to follow both Weeks and Foucault's thinking and using evidence to, well, particularly to prove Michel Foucault. Geoffrey Weeks and Michel Foucault were pioneers in their field. There was no such thing as the history of homosexuality before Weeks's work and before Michel Foucault's work, and the significance of their contributions to historicising homosexuality in the humanities is enormous. However, there's some fundamental problems in both approaches. Let's take Michel Foucault's approach first to homosexuality. Michel Foucault argues that in the late 19th century, far from there being a repression of discussion of sexuality, that there's an explosion in this discourse, and the discourse actually creates and shapes the species of the homosexual individual. That sexology, sex psychology, creates the medicalized, the pathologized idea of the homosexual male in particular, and the homosexual male reads that and then creates his own identity through a process of what's called reverse discourse, responding to the sex psychology. Now, the problem with that, in terms of historicizing Britain, and we're talking about Britain today, is that there wasn't the kind of scientific debate that Michel Foucault was talking about in Britain. What he was really talking about was debates in France in the 19th century. One must always look at Foucault's empiricism. And Foucault was obsessed with Tardieu, for instance, who was a sex psychologist in Second Empire France. And he was fascinated with how Tardieu was able, he was a forensic psychologist, how Tardieu was able to examine male prostitutes, publish the findings, and also maintain a position of social prominence in Second Empire Paris. And also Foucault's idea of the will to knowledge, the volonté de savoir, is in particular in terms of homosexuality, is a continental phenomenon. Now, Krafft-Ebing, Tardieu, Tarnowski, Dombrosko, they're all continental sex psychologists. The significance of Foucault in Britain, and Foucault actually pointed this out, Foucault says in The History of Sexuality, that Britain was a great historical accident, that it was this kind of Puritan accident, all in one sentence. Yeah. Now, that's all well and good, but one can't really ignore Britain in the 19th century, particularly as it governed a fifth of the globe and influenced significantly the Protestant outlook of the United States, Canada and Australia. In Britain, the kind of works that were being published by sex psychologists on the continent were banned, they were eschewed, you could not have the discussion. So this historical process of discourse and then homosexual reverse discourse doesn't really happen. Even in the writings of John Addington Symonds, who encountered in exile, he didn't live in Britain after 1877, he's historicised as a British homosexual, but in fact he lived on the continent in self-imposed exile, ostensibly for the good of his health, after 1877, and only came back to Britain twice. Now, his clandestine writings, they were not published, his clandestine writings really criticise, they take on board the pathologising tendency in continental sex psychology, but they were never published, and they were written abroad. He didn't encounter this material in Britain. He encountered it as late as 1891, for the very first time, while, doing his research on the continent. So although Michel Foucault has given us a great many things in terms of examining the sexual in history, one must be extremely careful about his chronology. And also, although Foucault is highly deconstructionist in his approach and encourages to be deconstructionist in his approach, there's a problem with the teleology, with the historical processes that Foucault analyses. Equally, Jeffrey Weeks's work adopts a highly Marxist approach, highly Marxist methodology to his analysis. It tends to be a highly deterministic view of historical processes. And both Foucault and Weeks were intimately engaged with ideas of sexual identity in the 1970s and the 1980s. Foucault's history of sexuality and his arguments against the repressive hypothesis were really a sideswipe at sexual liberation in the 1970s and the early 1980s, that were arguing that they were liberating what had previously been repressed. And there's a lot of purchase in that. Jeffrey Weeks really is a sociologist and was concerned about how identity had come about within the modern period. He's not first and foremost an historian. The current debates in the 19th century, H.T. Cox's work in particular, Charles Upchurch's work, my own work, really have a firmer dedication to be 19th century historian. My own work focuses on much broader context of masculinity, gender, politics, class and society than previous works that tended to be a rather methodologically narrow conception of looking at homosexuality almost in conceptual isolation in many respects. I think the current state of the debates is to place male homosexuality, because that's really what most historians in this field have been looking at, because that is where the greater evidence is, and also that's where the greater social ramifications lay, placing this evidence in the broader historical context, so that we're really talking about a history of Britain and its homosexuality, rather than the history of homosexuality treating the West as a cultural unity in this respect.